situation. But even before this intense round of Israeli bombing, the State Department warned Americans living in Lebanon to get out of the country while commercial travel was still available. That could become much more complicated if the airports were hit.
President Biden to address the UN General Assembly today, expected to discuss that conflict as well as the one in Gaza and others. Ukraine expected to be a topic. President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to speak to the UN Security Council today. What's expected to become a tropical storm? Helene taking aim at Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News. The reward is growing for information in the deadly weekend shooting in Birmingham, Alabama. It's now up to $100,000. Four people were killed, another 17 hurt when shots were fired. A Texas 10-year-old is now facing third-degree felony charges after making terroristic threats against his school, and officials say it's a growing trend.
This is Jim Ryan. Schools nationwide, according to Education Week, have seen a spike in hoax threats and actual violence since the shooting at Georgia's Appalachie High earlier this month.
Since the beginning of the new school year, FBI Houston alone has received more than 30 hoax school threats.
The FBI's Christopher Soyez.
This number is more than any given month last year.
He's renewing the agency's plea to social media users. If you see threats posted online, reach out to law enforcement. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
And Men in Black arriving at the U.S. Capitol. A statue of Johnny Cash is being unveiled today. It is there to replace another statue representing his home state of Arkansas. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday, October 3rd at 5:30 p.m., the Prentice School District is hosting their Dinner in the Orchard. This is a delicious four-course meal prepared by their farm-to-table and engaged citizenship classes, where you can enjoy family-friendly activities, possibly a cozy bonfire, and a wonderful time under the autumn sky. Once again, this is taking place Thursday, October 3rd at 5:30 p.m. at the Prentice School District's Apple Orchard. This is to help them raise funds for their gardening classes, all while savoring the flavors of fall. So don't miss out on this enchanting community event. Tickets are now available. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a team effort to win each of the last two games.
I think that can galvanize our team, and we've needed everybody. Everybody's, you know, I don't want to say, because I'm a firm believer that you don't rise to the level of competition, you sink to the level of your preparation, and these guys prepare the right way, they come to work the right way, each and every day with a great attitude. We go out and we have some tough practices.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MuroCraft Boat Sales and Service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking you to submit your sightings of the Franklin's ground squirrel. This is a species of special concern in the Badger State. I'll share more details on how you can help when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Your Wisconsin DNR is encouraging the public to report Franklin's ground squirrel sightings this fall. With its gray head and tan flecked back, the Franklin's ground squirrel looks like a gray squirrel, but this special concern species has a shorter, less bushy tail and small ears. The Franklin's ground squirrel is found from northwest to southeast Wisconsin, but most recent reports are restricted to far northwestern counties, especially Douglas County and central Wisconsin. The species is semi-colonial, which means it sometimes lives in groups of two or more and prefers brushy and partly wooded areas, as well as dense grass and shrubby marshlands. The DNR says the species is uncommon statewide and difficult to survey, so the agency needs reports from the public to gather more information. True hibernators, Franklin squirrels are only active above ground from April to September. Learn more and see a photo of the Franklin's ground squirrel at dnr.wisconsin.gov, then click News. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 40. 98 Q Country.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer we found love growing wild on the banks of when 30 was old. My biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall. To remember the taste of
can't get past. Those blue eyes shining, they keep drawing me into you, got me falling off track. You get me like that. Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's up next. Girl, I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spinning you around the room where everyone can see you hanging on, hanging on to me. It ain't the song and it ain't the playlist, it's every smile coming off of your sweet lips, yeah, that makes me wanna stay here. No, this ain't a one night, one time thing. You always light me up like a flame, and it's clear every time you're near. Yeah, I'm hanging on, hanging on to every word you say, every move you make. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's up next. Girl, I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spinning you around the room where everyone can see. I'm hanging on, hanging on, wondering what's up next. Girl, I can't wait. Ain't nothing like spinning you around the room where everyone can see. You hanging on to me. Yeah, you hanging on to me.
The hottest stars in country music.
We are Lady A.
Hey y'all, this is Walker Hayes.
My country.
98 Q Country.
My daddy spent his life looking up at the sky. He cussed, kicked the dust, saying, son, it's way too dry. It clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn. Wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Johnson does a little dance, creaks on the rise, roll up your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle, kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby
my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing. Rain is a good thing.
Pretty crazy show on our hands here.
Every morning, yes.
Laughs all morning.
We'll laugh.
Music all day.
98Q Country.
Some beautiful girls.
West Texas. I've been sent to spread the message. God bless Texas.
Little Texas and God bless Texas. It's 98Q Country. Price County Senior Dining doing some good things for you guys. Tomorrow they'll be serving up Oriental Chicken. Oriental Chicken tomorrow with Oriental Veggies and Brown Rice and Fruit Fluff along with that too. Have any questions about Price County Senior Dining, how it all works, give them a call, 715-339-2158. All those meals come with bread, butter, and milk. Pretty good deal. So Price County Senior Dining, 715-339-2158. Every day you can kind of feel it building a little bit, right? I mean, we got a year here where the Packers and the Vikings are both pretty good. And the Lions are good, too. The Bears, take Caleb Williams a while to kind of get acclimated into the league and stuff like that. I don't think they're going to be a factor, but this is fun. This is fun. You got three legitimate playoff teams in the NFC Norris Division. And there's a decent chance all three could be in the playoffs. I mean, two of them could grab a wild card because you look at teams, their schedules and stuff, and outside of the division, other than playing each other, the three times that they, or four times, I guess, technically, that they, well, other than playing each other, a lot of the other games are very winnable for these teams. And it appears as though everything's pointing toward Jordan Love being back on the field on Sunday. He practiced some last week. He's probably going to practice this week again. And we'll see. Again, like we mentioned earlier this morning, there's a couple of things that Packer fans, I think, are thinking about. We're thinking, okay, Jordan Love, we'd like to have him back on the field this Sunday. The Viking defense is really good. They have hit the quarterback a lot in the first three games, and two of those against good teams. So you're thinking, as a coach, you're thinking, all right, Jordan Love better be 100% because he's got to be ready to take some contact and to move because he's going to have to against that Viking defense. So we'll see how they handle that. We'll see if we can slip in the Matt LaFleur presser from yesterday. We'll see if we can slip that in after our coach's show. We talk with Coach Morgan and Coach Precor at 9 o'clock here this morning. We'll make it a triple header coach's show and get Matt LaFleur's Monday presser in the 9 o'clock hour. Birthdays, if you got one, 715-762-3221. We'll get to all of our celebrants in just a moment, twice an hour. We get you updated on what's going on. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Increased tension between Israel and Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. The U.S. has announced it will be deploying additional troops to the region in the event American citizens in Lebanon will need help leaving the country. Here's ABC Chief Global Affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz in Tel Aviv.
The State Department would make the determination whether to order an evacuation. But even before this intense round of Israeli bombing, the State Department warned Americans living in Lebanon to get out of the country while commercial travel was still available. That could become much more complicated if the airports were hit.
President Biden to address the UN General Assembly today, expected to discuss that conflict as well as the one in Gaza and others. Ukraine expected to be a topic. President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to speak to the UN Security Council today. What's expected to become a tropical storm? Helene taking aim at Florida's northern Gulf Coast. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Former President Donald Trump is coming back to the Badger State. He's set to hold a rally in Prairie du Chien on Saturday, the adopted hometown of Derek Van Orden, one of his biggest supporters in the House of Representatives. Van Orden is being challenged by Democrat Rebecca Cook in November. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign is currently on a bus tour throughout Wisconsin. Today, they're in Appleton, Green Bay, and Beaver Dam. The last time Trump was in Wisconsin, it was in Wausau just about 2 weeks ago. And former Governor Tommy Thompson says he wants former President Donald Trump to campaign in the state's two bluest counties. He says Wisconsin is not a done deal for Kamala Harris and says Trump's team should come to Dane and Milwaukee counties, which he called, quote, the belly of the beast. In 2020, Joe Biden won 75% of the vote in Dane County and 69% of the vote in Milwaukee County. So it's yet to be seen whether the Trump team will take that advice. That's what you need to know. Now here's some news from closer to home.
Civic Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m., the Rhinelander Area Food Pantry is hosting their Harvest Hoedown at Pioneer Park. This is a family-friendly community event, which includes free kids' games, live music, horse-drawn wagon rides to the pumpkin patch, good food, artist demonstrations, the Rhinelander Women's Club bake sale, raffles, and more. Once again, this is happening Saturday, beginning at 11 a.m. at Pioneer Park in Rhinelander. Then, Wednesday, October 9th at 5 p.m., the Flambeau River YMCA and Myron Construction are hosting an open house and cookout where you can meet the project team and get a close-up view of the construction of the Flambeau River YMCA. This will be happening at the former City Hall, and once again, that is Wednesday, October 9th from 5 p.m. until 7 p.m. I'm Austin Brume, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Packers prep for Minnesota. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sport, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay is 2-1 heading into this Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Head coach Matt LaFleur said it's been a team effort to win each of the last two games.
I think that can galvanize our team, and we needed everybody. Everybody's, you know, I don't want to say, because I'm a firm believer that you don't rise to the level of competition, you sink to the level of your preparation, and these guys prepare the right way, they come to work the right way, each and every day with a great attitude. We go out and we have some tough practices.
Starting quarterback Jordan Love, who practiced all of last week, has missed two games with an MCL sprain but could return this week. Kickoff is at noon on Sunday. The Brewers have six games to play in the regular season. They are in Pittsburgh for three games starting tonight before a home series with the Mets. The playoffs start in October. And the kickoff times for the next two Wisconsin football games are set. They'll be at USC on Saturday with a 2:30 p.m. start. Then they come home to play Purdue a week from Saturday at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clement, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
Birthdays. Let's do some birthdays here. Calvin Sharp is celebrating a birthday today, a third birthday for Calvin, Mom, Dad, Henry, Arlo, Grammy, Pa, the whole family there. Calvin, happy birthday to you. A happy third birthday today. Exciting. I remember my third birthday very well. Oh, the chocolate cake. Happy birthday to Jay Bernhard, who is celebrating from your family there. Jay, happy birthday to you. Now, other celebrities on our birthday list on this 24th day of September. Marty Mitchell, the ex-Ricochet band drummer, is 55 today. Rafael Palmeiro, the hard-hitting first baseman who played for the Cubs, Rangers, and Orioles, has had more career home runs than Hall of Fame slugger Mickey Mantle, Reggie Jackson, Willie McCovey. But after testing positive for steroids in 2005, they say that he may never see Cooperstown. Rafael Palmeiro is 60 today. Kevin Sorbo, the actor from TV's Hercules, the legendary journey. I had to go to Norbit, didn't I? 66 for Kevin Sorbo today. I was going to leave that alone. Phil Hartman, the comic actor from Saturday Night Live, Coneheads. Some of those SNL skits he did were pretty classic. Born on this day in 1948, he was killed by his wife, actually, in 1998, Phil Hartman. Mean Joe Green, of course, he had that historic Coca-Cola commercial where he walks off the field after the game all sweaty and the kid yells at him, you know, Mean Joe Green. He turns around and gives the kid, I think, his jersey and a Coke and a smile, and oh, it's a legendary commercial. Mean Joe Green is 78 today from the legendary Pittsburgh Steelers steel curtain teams of the 70s. Linda McCartney, the New York native, was a photographer when she met her and married Paul McCartney before their nearly 30-year marriage ended with her death from breast cancer back in 1998. She was a frequent music collaborator with her husband, Paul McCartney. So Linda McCartney, born on this day, 1941, passed in 1998. Jim Henson, I watched a documentary on Jim Henson a couple years back, the creator of the Muppets, just an absolute appreciation for all the joy that he has brought and continues to bring to people and children around the world with his creation of the Muppets. He passed away back in 1990. He did the voice, of course, of several of the characters, too, including Kermit the Frog.
So Jim Henson, legendary. Anthony Newley, the English actor and singer who starred in films like Oliver Twist, Dr. Doolittle, and such, born on this day 1931, passed in 1999. And Jim McKay. Now, he was the voice of the legendary, I don't even know if the Wild World of Sports is still on anymore, but it used to be a Saturday show where they featured different sports from all around the world. And he had the legendary call in the beginning of that, you know, the thrill of victory. And then they would show the guy sliding down the, going down the ski slope and crashing, and the agony of defeat. Jim McKay, born on this day, sports announcing legend in 1921. He passed in 2008.
Travel back in time and experience the magic of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Journey through a world of armored knights, joking jesters, and enchanting fair maidens. Every weekend, August 17th through September 29th, thrill to live combat jousting, feasting on turkey legs, and shopping hundreds of unique artisans. Bring the whole family for unforgettable fun. Get your discounted tickets today at renaissancefest.com. Find your magic at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests. Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew, there's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Paid for by Hims & Hers Health. Hims & Hers Weight Loss is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply. Wegovy and Ozempic are not compounded.
Everyone's talking about the breakthrough of weight loss drugs. With Hers, you can access doctor-trusted weight loss plans online, like compounded GLP-1 weekly injections with the same active ingredient as Ozempic and Wegovy, all for as low as $199 a month with a 12-month plan paid up front. Get started at forhers.com/afford today. That's forhers.com/afford.
Warm up this fall with amazing specials at Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin. They're open Wednesday through Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Enjoy Shrimp Palooza for just $15 on Wednesday, prime rib sandwiches on Thursday, and a delicious fish fry featuring perch, walleye, and stuffed flounder on Friday. Saturdays feature prime rib and lobster. Don't miss their authentic German buffet coming up October 5th. Northwood Supper Club in Fifield, Wisconsin, where tradition meets taste. Book your holiday gatherings now. Just look for the big deer.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the low 70s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the east at around 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, mid to upper 70s by Thursday. Plenty of sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
98Q Country.
Here's a guy in a steel toes covered in dirt, just a rock and roll t-shirt, headed to work with a pack of red men in his pocket. He's kind of red man, but he's rocking. Wears a beat up Tilly and a Marshall stack. Little Marshall Tucker in a six pack. Wears a good old boys and a good old days. Straight up getting sideways. We back, we back, we back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back. Where's the chick wearing blue jeans? A little too tight. Got a grip on coos if it's what she likes. Getting picked up in a pickup and kicking it with guys like us. We back, we back, we back in the speakers. Back in black, getting blasted in the bleachers. It's probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. That was on. We back. Sun comes up and sun goes down. Yeah. Everything good comes back. Probably true what my mama said. I do it just like my daddy did. We back, we back, we back in the saddle. Back on stage, making the whole place rattle. Back with the 18 train on the track. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back. Thought we were gone, but you're wrong. Now it's on. We back.
Now it's time.
All right, magic time.
Why do you listen?
Because it makes me feel so good.
Hey, I'm just looking for a good time.
I love
98Q Country.
We never spoke a word, but every thought she had I heard from across the room. If we were standing face to face, I couldn't find the words to say. Give me one more move. I don't even know her name. I guess foolish pride's to blame. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away. And my heart won't tell my mind to tell my mouth what it should say. May I lost this battle, live and fight another day. Now I'm falling in love as she's walking away.
I miss my chance. Don't you let regret take place of the dreams you have to chase. Ask her to dance. Come on, son. You might fall down on
paradise and we'll have some faith. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling in love as she's walking away. Falling in love as she's walking away. When your heart won't tell your mind to tell your mouth what it should say. May have lost this battle, live to fight another day. Don't be falling, falling and falling in love as she's walking away.
Zach Brown Band, Alan Jackson helped him out on that one, too. And as she's walking away at 98Q Country, more keywords coming up through the day. Three more chances for you to qualify and win with our Text to Win contest. Each Tuesday, we talk about your money. So let's talk a little bit about that with Matthew Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Morning. Morning, Matt. How we doing?
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
Well, it was a little bit cold, actually, yesterday. I know this winter thing actually might happen after we had that cool morning yesterday.
Right. Yeah, I know. I almost went back inside to throw a jacket on for the first time in, obviously, a long time.
Yeah. Extended summer, though, it looks like, into the weekend. So today we're going to talk about those who may be self-employed. Being self-employed has a lot of advantages, maybe a lot of freedoms. But there are some things on the financial side that that people also have to take care of when they're self-employed, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's something that can easily be overlooked, but there's certainly some tax-friendly retirement plans for people that are self-employed. And today I want to talk about two of the more popular options that people have, self-employed people have, for saving for retirement.
All right. When you work for somebody else, a lot of times that's already taken out of your check and everything's taken care of. But when you're self-employed, you got to be proactive on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Let's dig in.
So as a business owner, you may devote most of your time, energy, and profits to running and growing your business. But working for yourself means that saving for retirement is entirely up to you, just as you had just mentioned, Joel. And I do think it's something that certainly can be overlooked when starting or growing a self-employment business.
Okay.
But this is not the only reason it may be worthwhile to divert a sizable portion of your earnings to one of these tax-deferred retirement accounts. Doing so could also significantly reduce your taxable income. And so the first option I want to talk about today is what's called a solo 401k. And many people probably have heard of a 401k before, but there is a solo 401k that's specially designed for people that are self-employed.
Okay.
So a solo 401k is a one-participant plan for business owners who have no employees. Know that there is one exemption that if your other employee is your spouse. So let's say you run a business and your spouse does the bookwork, for example, or is somehow employed by the business, you would still be able to contribute to a 401k.
Okay.
But as the employee, you can contribute as much as 100% of your annual compensation on a pre-tax basis up to the $23,000 annual maximum limit in 2024. Know that if you're age 50 or older, you can contribute $30,500. That's that extra catch-up period. As the employer, you can also contribute an additional 20% of your earnings that number is 25% if, or that percentage is 25% if the business is incorporated, and deducted as a business expense. Total contributions are capped at $69,000 in 2024. And again, if you're age 50 or older, that number is capped at $76,500. So some very nice deductions that you could use while being self-employed.
Right, right.
A solo 401k plan may also allow plan loans and or hardship withdrawals. The deadline to establish a solo 401k and formally elect salary deferrals is December 31st of the year in which you want to receive the tax deduction. For businesses taxed as sole proprietors and partnerships, salary deferrals and profit sharing contributions for 2024 must be deposited into the account by what we refer to as tax day in 2025 or April 15th, 2025. So that's the first option, is the solo 401k. Again, you have to be the only employee, and the only exemption is, of course, your spouse. The second option would be a SEP IRA. If you are self-employed, you can contribute 20% of net earnings up to $69,000 in 2024 to what's called a Simplified Employee Pension, otherwise known as a SEP IRA. A SEP IRA may also be an appropriate choice for business owners with a small number of employees for whom they would like to provide retirement benefits. So there is a little bit more flexibility there as far as you can have employees with a SEP IRA. This would be a good option for maybe someone that is self-employed that is looking to grow their business and maybe add an employee or two in the near future as well.
Okay.
With SEP IRAs, there are some rules. All employees age 21 and older who have worked for the employer for at least 3 of the last 5 years must be included. The plan may exclude employees earning less than $750 in the current year. The same percentage of salary, up to 25% of compensation or $69,000, must be contributed to each eligible employee's SEP IRA, including the owners. So the big rule with the SEP is that if you're putting in 5% of your salary, each one of your employees also needs to put have 5% of 5% contributed to their SEP IRA, and those are all employer contributions.
All right.
However, the business is not required to contribute every year. You have until the due date of your business's federal income tax return, which also includes extensions, to set up a SEP IRA and make contributions. Distributions from solo 401k plans and SEP IRAs are taxed as ordinary income. Early withdrawals, which would be prior to age 59 and a half, of course, may also be subject to a 10% IRS penalty as well. Okay. So these are just two very good options that employers have, or self-employed people have, to help save for retirement.
Yeah, and I think you talk to anybody who's self-employed, I think there's a lot of advantages to it. But I think most of them would say, I wish I could just work and not have to deal with all that stuff. But that's what you do, right? And I'm sure you help out and work with those who are self-employed, because sometimes people, they fulfill that dream of being self-employed and doing what they love, but don't want to do the paperwork side and the tax side. And that's kind of where you guys come in to help out, right?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for, and we're here to help make the best decision on what either, you know, a solo 401k or SEP IRA, what fits that person's business the best, and going from there and creating that plan for the business owner. Because, yeah, like you said, you want to stay doing what you like to do and what you love to do.
Yeah, exactly. And if someone's listening right now and they're self-employed and they just don't enjoy that part of it, get a hold of Matt. You can sit down face-to-face across the table. He's right here in northern Wisconsin, and kind of figure out how Matt can help out in that. You got locations in Phillips, Hawkins, and Medford, and yep. Your website too, Pioneer-Dash. Or give me that again, that website. I'm bad on that.
pioneer-financial.net.
And on Facebook, too. And if they want to reach out to you and set up an appointment or talk to you over the phone, man, how do they get hold of you there?
Yeah. So our phone number is 715-748-3231.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of self-employed people up here that have their own little construction companies, handyman companies, and stuff like that. So put your time and attention to what you love to do, and Matt can help you out with some of the other stuff. So,
absolutely. Absolutely.
Everybody wins. All right. Prediction, Packers-Vikings Sunday, Matt. What's your?
I was going to say, I hope we're talking talk a little bit about the big game this weekend.
Couple of pretty good teams. Both of these teams are playoff quality teams. This is fun.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I got to go with the Packers. Hopefully Jordan Love is back. And, I know the Vikings quarterback's banged up a little bit. So I got to go with the Packers.
Yeah, on their home field, I would think so. You would think the Vikings bubble is going to burst just a little bit here. I will say this. If the Vikings go into Lambeau and do what they did to San Francisco and Houston, then they have to be like the number one team favorite to go all the way, because they've been impressive so far. But I think that bubble is going to burst a little bit on Sunday.
I would think so. Yeah, but no, I agree with you. They can come in Lambeau and win. That would be, start taking them a little bit more seriously. But they've certainly beat some good teams already.
Yeah, when Sam Darnold's your quarterback, it's hard to take that seriously after the first 7 years of his career. But he's having a good year so far. Should be a fun one Sunday. Matt, always good to talk to you. We'll chat with you again next Tuesday.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. And you can give him a call if you have any questions on that. He joins us each Tuesday morning at this time to talk a little bit about your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the green or gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. It's worth a look. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It is almost 9 o'clock. Time to talk a little Coach's Show. We'll get some news in here. Coach Precor will join us. Time to talk high school football. We got Coach Tony Morgan in from the Shawamigan Butternut Mercer 8-man team. Morning, Coach.
Morning, Joel. How are you?
Good. Doing good. Well, you were down a key player on Friday night. You knew Flambeau was going to be tough even with Dalton. They were going to be a tough go down there. And they were just offensively, it sounded like I was here listening to the game and board hopping and just couldn't quite get that run game going enough. We had a little success through the air, but it sounded like Flambeau just had some real nice athletes on that defensive side, didn't they?
Yeah, hats off to Flambeau. They have a really good program. You know, obviously sitting on the sideline, on the opposite sideline, it wasn't fun to watch. But, no, they run a program, I think, how I want to run. They kind of have their core values. They have some good athletes that have really